Shalom, it's Brother Yashima Zakar from the Israelite Times Report, IsraeliteTimes.com, upon my watch. All praises are definitely due to Yahweh, Ba'ashem, Yahweh Shah. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth, pushing the truth and sincerity. Got this right here from AP, Yahoo News, but originally from AP. And Shalom to the brother that sent it to me. No, you are. I don't even want to, you know, I don't know if you want your name mentioned. And you may have heard about it by now. I'm pretty sure brothers are already on it. New York will deploy National Guard to subways after a string of violent crimes. And I, what did I say? I said this was going to happen. That they were setting up Jake. They let all of these violent criminals go free during the pandemic so that they can go out and commit these crimes without any repercussions, without any consequences. They get a slap on the wrist, they're let free. And this was all done by design. And Jake is stupid. Jake doesn't understand his enemy. He doesn't, matter of fact, Jake doesn't even know that he has an enemy. Right? And more than that, Jake just don't give a shit. Jake doesn't care. You see the way Jake treats his own people. He doesn't care. But this devil is about to come down with great wrath. I've been sounding the trumpet, blowing the trumpet. I've been telling you, it's coming. Again, this came from AP, Associated Press. New York Governor Kathy Hochul announces plans Wednesday. She announced plans Wednesday to deploy the National Guard to the New York City subway system to help police search passengers' bags for weapons following a series of high-profile crimes on city trains. And I'm going to tell you a quick story. I was talking about it at work, and my coworker and someone who happened to be walking in the building heard me reading this article out loud. And you know what they said? And these are two Jakes. You know what they said? They said, good. It's about damn time. Now, wait a minute. Let's pause for a minute. I'm going to get back to the article, but let's pause for a minute. If you have certain Jakes out there that are cheerleading this type of, I guess you can say, enforcement, because that's what it is. It's a different kind of enforcement. It's above law enforcement. This is the National Guard. If Jake is cheerleading this, because they're sick and tired. Now, imagine how Esau feels. Let that sink in. If Jake is saying, look, these niggas are out of control, bring in the National Guard, imagine what these Edomites are thinking. Because they have a perpetual hatred towards you niggas. they have a hatred towards you Israelites. They can't stand you anyway. Okay? It's in their spirit to hate you. So that's just something to think about, man. Like I said, when this guy Trump gets in office, the stage is set. If he gets in office, the stage is set. He has every excuse in the book to come down with great wrath, to bring down the hammer on you niggas. This Edomite devil, okay, those that are in Congress, those that are in high positions of power, purposely allowed you niggas to go around for the past 4 years, going back to 2020 during the pandemic, really starting with the George Floyd riots. He allowed you dumb niggas to go out and loot and steal and commit violent acts of crime just so when this nigga Trump get in that White House, he can bring down the hammer. And no one's going to feel sorry for you. Again, New York Governor Kathy Hochul announced plans on Wednesday to deploy the National Guard to the New York City subway system to help police. So there's already going to be police, but to help police search passengers' bags for weapons following a series of high-profile crimes on city trains. Hochul, a Democrat, said she will send 750 members of the National Guard, as well as 250 state troopers, to help the New York Police Department check bags at subway entrances. Now, as wild as that might seem, or as crazy as that might seem for some of you, it's not that crazy to me, but as crazy as that might sound to you guys, I've been saying that this was going to happen, but this is nothing but a test run, in my opinion. Just like the pandemic was nothing but a test run. These phone outages, you know, what happened with AT&T and Verizon and T-Mobile, what was it, last week? Test run. So this is a test run. This is just a test. I told y'all, this is a military operation. And who does she say she's going to send? She's going to send the National Guard. I keep telling you, this is a military operation. I got close enough to the fire to understand how it works. I'm going to leave it there. I'm telling you, I know what I'm looking at. Operation Warp Speed was a military operation. Who did Trump deploy to send out the shots? The military. I said, well, it was the frontline doctors. No, he rolled out the military first. Esau is going to come down with great wrath via his military. And the police departments are going to become militarized more so than they already are, because they did that under Bush. They became, you may not remember how the police used to be before 9/11. After 9/11, they became more militarized. And now they're going to ramp it up even more. You niggas have no idea what's coming for your black ass. You niggas think you gangster. I'm not going to rant. I'm going to get back to the article. There's a little bit more. You niggas think you gangster. You niggas ain't shit. Esau going to show you what gangster really look like. But here's the dope part about it. After Esau get finished doing what he do, the Most High gonna show him what gangster really look like. It's a 1-2-3 step process. You niggas gonna get humbled. Esau is gonna get humbled. And the Most High is gonna receive all of the credit, the glory, the praise. Yeah, he's the man. He's the top dog. He really run this shit. Forget where it's at, but it talks about his name being magnified in the scriptures. You know, the Most High raised up Esau just so he can take him down. That's how the Most High get down. That's how he roll. But you niggas, prior to that, man, you have no idea. I want to read this part one more time. It says, Hochul, a Democrat, said she will send 750 members of the National Guard, as well as 250 state troopers, to help the New York Police Department check bags at subway entrances. And it says the move came as part of a larger plan from the governor's office to address crime in the subway, which included a legislative proposal to ban people from trains if they are convicted of assaulting a subway passenger, and the installation of cameras. So now you got your cameras. You got more cameras. It's an excuse to bring in more cameras. right? Even more cameras focus on conductor cabins to protect transit workers. This is, man, they're trying to get into that Chinese-style facial recognition, you know, everybody everywhere is seen by a camera somewhere. And you stupid people in America, you have no idea. Those Ring doorbells that you have, those, excuse me, I say Ring doorbells, or those Ring monitors that you have, or it could be a doorbell, I don't know, I don't have one. But those Ring bells, those Ring things that you have on your homes, those were, you volunteered to make your whole neighborhood into a police state, basically. Surveillance, police state. You volunteered for it, dumbass. Which, it makes sense. I understand why you have it. Right? Anyways, it says the deployment of the National Guard would bolster and enhance presence of New York City, New York Police Department officers in the subway system. Hochul said police in New York have long conducted random bag checks at subway entrances, though passengers are free to refuse and leave the station. Overall, crime has dropped in New York City since a spike during the COVID-19 pandemic, and killings are down on the subway system, which serves over 3 million riders per day. But rare fatal shootings and shovings on the subway can put residents on edge. This devil is about to come down with great wrath because he's about done with his drills. And what I mean by his drills, his military drills, his exercises, his dry runs, his test runs. He's about done. He done already did a pandemic test run. He done already did the outage. You know, he's still in the middle of doing those outages, you know, those phone outages, your bank outages. You know, I brought this up last week. Bank of America did a nice little test run where the people couldn't get money. They couldn't get money out. They're testing the banks, they're testing the phones or the networks. Facebook just had some situation going on when people couldn't get on. If you can't see what this devil is doing, man, you're going to get caught unaware. This shit will not continue to go on. Like, the sins have reached unto heaven. The Lord will not allow this shit to continue on. People just think this shit is just going to continue on and on and on and on and on and on. No, nigga, you're about to get disrupted. Your whole day, your whole life, your whole way of living is about to change. It's about to change real fast. Real fast. And it's not going to stop with just New York. Go look up the Bowser Pinto plan for Washington, D.C. and what they plan on doing to you niggas. I brought that out as well. It's not going to stop there. It's going to be in L.A. It's going to be in Chicago. All of these crime-ridden areas where, you know, it's predominantly black men doing the shootings and robberies, thefts. This devil is about to come down on your ass. And Jake is so stupid and high and bugged out. His dumb ass is going to be sitting there going, buddy, doing it to us? Why are they doing it to us? But see, niggas don't check niggas. Niggas don't say, hey, man, yeah, hey, we look, y'all got to stop this shit. You know, you giving these white folks a reason to just lock our asses up. Y'all remember this guy, Bloomberg, in New York, he had to stop and frisk. And who was he mainly targeting? Black and Latinos, the black and Puerto Rican neighborhoods mainly. He was on their ass. They just jump out, the cops just jump out the car and frisk your ass, throw you up against the wall. That's coming back. It's going to get real. We'll find out how tough Jake really is in a minute. And I'm going to bring this out, Habakkuk, the second chapter, because it's appropriate. It's what I named the show after, Habakkuk, the second chapter. I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower, and will watch to see what he will say unto me, and what I shall answer when I am reproved. And the Lord answered me and said, write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he may run that readeth it. For the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come, it will not tarry. Now, a couple of years ago, about 2 years ago now, I was on the train, and I was just kind of meditating in the spirit, and the thought came to me like, man, what should I be doing right now? And that third verse kept coming to my mind. For the vision is yet for an appointed time. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. And it just kept replaying from that point on. From that point on, it just kept replaying in my head. At the end, it shall speak and not lie. And then I thought about it later on. How many people came into this truth and they were with it for a while and got tired, got fed up? They lost patience. They stopped believing. Went back into the world, started believing in bullshit. And here we are. What they didn't understand was that the vision is yet for an appointed time. See, the Lord moves on his time. He doesn't move on your time. He doesn't move on my time. At the end, it shall speak and not lie. So in other words, all this time, especially since 2007, when YouTube, well, I forget what year YouTube started, what, 05, but okay. So this Israelite thing hit the YouTube web, or the YouTube section, hard in about 07, right? Okay. From that time on, a lot of brothers came, a lot of brothers left, a lot of brothers stayed also. But prophecy has been coming out. Oh, the white man's going to be destroyed. You know, Esau's going to be destroyed. America's going to be destroyed. You're going to see a banking collapse. You know, collapse of the system, martial law troops, the mark of the beast, which is the microchip. All this stuff has been coming up since then. And for a certain amount of time, niggas have been able to scoff and talk shit and say none of that shit's going to happen. And then you had the guys that were in it, believed in it, and then they fell off. The Lord took the spirit off of them. And they got to a point where they started saying, man, none of this shit gonna happen. I've been in the truth for a certain amount of time and none of this shit happened yet. You know how a nigga is, right? That's a nigga. Okay. But at the end, it shall speak and not lie. See, now it's speaking. It's talking. It's loud. It's in your face. Martial law is in your face. The pandemic should have been enough. See, this shows you how spiritual this is. And I'm going off on a rant again. Show you how spiritual this thing is, right? And it's why you got to pray to the Lord that he don't take his spirit off of you. You would think that what took place in 2020 would be enough to make anybody, especially people that know the truth, or once were part of it, you would think that would be enough to go, oh, shit, they really doing this shit. This devil's really coming down with great wrath. Let me get my, you know, I don't know how much time I got. Let me get my house in order. You would think they would be like, oh, man, Lord, please, Lord, please. Like, damn, I messed up. Lord, can you, you know, please, Lord, put the spirit on me. Give me the strength to endure. I don't want to get caught up in the in your wrath. No. They act like 2020 didn't happen. It didn't happen in their world. Everything that went back to normal in their world. They haven't figured it out. And the Lord put this, he took the spirit off of them. He put a reprobate spirit on them. So they can't see it. What does it say? Is Israel not obtained that which they looking for or whatever, however it goes? Right, roughly paraphrasing. What he seeketh for, I believe that's what it says. It says the election have obtained it, but the rest were blinded. Now these individuals are blinded to what's happening. They don't understand what's getting ready to go down. They can't see it. The Lord blinded them. The vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie, though it tarry. Wait for it. Because it will surely come. It will not tarry. Behold, his soul, which is lifted up, is not upright in him, but the just shall live by his faith. Faith. That's a gift, man. That's a blessing. Faith. Faith. So when you see these things come about, it's not about being able to say, see, I told you. See, I told you it was going to happen. No, it's about having a faith so you can endure it and walk through it. You believe the Lord is going to deliver you out of this chaos. It's more to it than me coming on here and saying, see, y'all told y'all I could do that. But no, I'm telling you, pray to the Lord, seek the Lord, get as much out of this as you can, because there is a famine of the word that's coming. Get this while you can. Not because you want to be seen by men or impress some goddamn women. You know, niggas are stupid like that. I'm the best Bible reader ever. I'm the best Bible reader ever. Ooh-hoo, and the women get the ooh-hoo-hoo-hoo. Shalom, brother. Get the head puffed up. Can't tell them shit. You get a couple of women that follow Jake, you can't tell Jake shit. It's over. Right? That's why you got a bunch of niggas running around talking about they King David right now. But anyways, just understand, man. Understand the times that we're in. Because these scriptures are jumping, these prophecies are jumping off the pages right in front of your face. Okay? Let me get Jeremiah 23:19. I'm going to get it because I feel like getting it. Behold, a whirlwind of the Lord is gone forth in fury. Even a grievous whirlwind, it shall fall grievously upon the head of the wicked. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it perfectly. Get that again. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he has performed the thoughts of his heart. Okay? The Lord is angry. Lord is angry with 2/3 of our people. You cannot say you have not been warned. See, this is the thing. This is what Jake don't understand. See, we're living in a different time now. Jake can't say, oh, I never heard of the Israelites. Oh, I didn't know I couldn't eat pork. Oh, I didn't know not to eat lobster and shrimp and crab. Oh, I didn't know not to pop another man's wife. Jake can't say that. Israelites been all over the place. Going back to 2007. Most of you Jakes, I would dare say damn near all of you, have heard of the Israelites. Whether it was passing by or you just looked at a video, you scrolled. Hell, listen to this podcast. Because I get scoffers too. And you don't see it because the way the comment section is set up on Spotify. You know, the comments don't really show up like that. So you don't see it. But I see it. I get emails. And I got this one wicked nigga. I mean, this nigga has to be retarded. He's a Kemet nigga. He's one of those, Kemet, Israel niggas. You know, he believes that Israel was created by ISIS, Ra, and El. So he's one of them guys. And I used to be, I used to be one of them guys before I came into this crew. This nigga leaves me 2 pages on the comment section about religion, how all religion is false. He does it every time. Every time he doesn't leave a comment like, "No, nigga, you wrong." No, he sends 2-page long. When I say 2-page long, I mean like individually. Okay. Bullshit. What do you think the Lord's going to do with a nigga like that? Scoffing, shit talking, denouncing the name of the Lord. What do you think the Lord's going to do with him? Think he's going to have mercy? I'll tell you what he's going to do. This is Jeremiah 23:20. The anger of the Lord shall not return until he have executed, until he have performed the thoughts of his heart. In the latter days, ye shall consider it perfectly. Okay, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. And you got a lot of people that are lying to you and telling you there is no mark of the beast. And by that, I mean they say there is no microchip. And now that the microchip is being brought to the forefront in the public, now they're saying, there is a microchip, but it's not the mark of the beast. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. You had these niggas saying there wasn't going to be no martial law. There wasn't going to be no shutdowns. They completely dismissed 2 Ezra 15 and 16. Completely dismissed it. All the prophecies, really, when you think about it. There's niggas that lied to the congregation and told them that we're going to get beamed up into the chariots and ain't going to be no Jacob's trouble. Now, Jacob's trouble is right at your doorstep. This devil is coming down with great wrath right now. Again, I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. Go tell Governor Hochul in New York, who's sending National Guard, tell her that these devils ain't coming down with great wrath. Go tell her. Tell her she's wrong. Tell her she's a conspiracy theorist, and none of that is true. I have not sent these prophets, yet they ran. I have not spoken to them, yet they prophesied. But if they had stood in my counsel and had caused my people to hear my words, then they should have turned them from their evil way and from the evil of their doings. I am a God at hand, saith the Lord, and not a God afar off. Can any hide himself in secret places that I shall not see him, saith the Lord? Do not I fill heaven and earth, saith the Lord? And the Lord is going to bring his wrath. The Lord is already bringing his wrath. That's why I'm telling you to seek the Lord while he may be found, so that that wrath misses you, so that it passes over you, that you want that righteous mark, because that's the only thing. It's the only thing that's going to save you, man. Okay? I'm going to get this right quick. Ecclesiasticus 2 and 12, it says, woe be to the fearful hearts and faint hands and the sinner that goeth two ways. Woe unto him that is faint-hearted, for he believeth not, therefore shall he not be defended. Woe unto you that have lost patience, and what will ye do when the Lord shall visit you? They that fear the Lord will not disobey his word, and they that love him will keep his ways. They that fear the Lord will seek that which is well pleasing unto him, and they that love him shall be filled with the law. They that fear the Lord will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in his sight, saying, we will fill into the hands of the Lord. They that fear the Lord will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in his sight, saying, we will fall into the hands of the Lord and not into the hands of men. And that's very important, because we're going to be tested. We're going to be tried. We're going to reach a point where we're literally going to have to choose our friends or family, jobs, everything, and the Lord. But the Lord is going to take care of us, but we will be tried. It sucks. You know, we don't want to be here. We don't really want to be here. We love not our lives unto death. Okay, I know I don't. I hate this goddamn place, but we are going to reach that point where we're going to be tested. Okay, and this is the thing. Again, it says, they that fear the Lord will prepare their hearts. How are you preparing your heart? By getting rid of the old man, by casting off this world, by trimming your ways for the Lord and not trimming your ways to seek love from this world. Right? What you should be cutting off is that wicked way. Okay? Not trimming your ways to seek love. All right? They that fear the Lord will prepare their hearts and humble their souls in his sight, saying, we will fall into the hands of the Lord and not in the hands of men. For as his majesty, so is his mercy. And that's what we need. We need mercy. When these devils bring in these martial law troops, it's going to be more than just New York subway stations. You know, these devils got big plans for Jake. Okay, they know they got a short time, a short window of opportunity here to really come down and grab you niggas up. And the reason why I say you niggas, because, see, Jake is simple. So I'm talking to the simpletons. All right? Not you brothers that really truly believe in a sign and crying for the abominations of this world, and you want to get the hell up out of here like I do. Okay? But these two-third niggas, man, they're not seeking the Lord's mercy. They think that they are God. They got rappers saying that. Kanye dumbass said that shit, that he's God. And he's going to pay for that, too. You and every nigga that's like-minded like that, you're going to pay. Because this devil is coming down on your ass. Shalom, is Brother Yashima Zakar from the Israelite Times Report, IsraeliteTimes.com. Upon my watch, all praises are definitely due to Yahweh, Bashem, Yahweh Shah. Peace and blessings to all the brothers spread across the four corners of the earth. pushing the truth and sincerity. I wanted to touch on this topic right quick because, you know, Jake has become the new face of weirdo activity. And brothers have been pointing this out, and it's true that whenever, you know, Esau gets exposed for weirdo activity, such as pedo activity or, you know, rape or some other thing, you know, trafficking, you know, trafficking children or human trafficking or, you know, selling people into sex slavery, you know, like your Epstein's or even what's going on down at the border, you know, that kind of stuff, you know, snatching up little children, putting them on the market, the black market, putting them on the black web, the dark web. Whenever this type of information comes out, all of a sudden there's a nigga, a famous nigga, that they got to push to distract the people or distract the public. A good example of that is this guy, Bill Cosby. Bill Cosby got in trouble for, you know, what he supposedly did to those women. I think it was like, damn, 30-something of them. Now, here it is. Keep in mind now, this dude supposedly drugged these women. And I'm not advocating by no means, because, you know, that's some weird shit within itself. I don't even know how you even get off on that. You got to be a fucking, I don't know, like that's some weird shit. But anyway, Cosby, that situation really popped off during the time of that Pizzagate, when a lot of that information was coming out. I'm not sure if it had really hit the mainstream by that time, but it was like during that time period when trafficking, like child trafficking, human trafficking had become like a topic amongst, I would say, what do you call it? You know, the conspiracy world or the truthers, you know, that these alternative platforms that expose a lot of truths about what's going on. So all of a sudden, Cosby becomes the face of rape, right? They just took the Pizzagate thing and just kind of like threw it away, made everyone forget about it. Even though, you know, you had these celebrities that have been exposed, and matter of fact, they exposed themselves online with all of this pedophilia talk. And I say that because, and again, I'm using the word, YouTube shut it down, fuck them. I'm using the word because I'm just sick of weirdo shit. You know, you can't even mention that. You can't even say that word without getting in trouble. That's how desperate Esau is to cover up his crimes. Because Esau is a fucking weirdo. He's a weirdo by nature. Jake does this shit because Jake wants to follow Esau. And you need to understand that. We're not in our kingdom. And because we're not in our kingdom, we're not in our right mind. We're not acting like our normal selves right now. When we're in the kingdom, we're going to be righteous. But right now, Jake, these niggas, black, Latino, and Native American, right? And even the Israelites that look like the foreigners, right? Because you have Israelites that look like foreigners. They're all weird right now. Why? Because they're following a weird man. And who's that weird man? That's Esau. Esau is naturally weird. Let's look up, just remember what they did with, or what was exposed with those tunnels, with those J-ish people, with those tunnels. They had mattresses and shit down in the tunnel, baby cribs and shit. Esau is weird by nature. Jake has become weird because he wants to be like Esau. He wants to take part in Esau's kingdom. But I'm saying that to say, every time these Edomites get exposed, especially if they're rich and famous, all of a sudden there's a Jake to throw in under the bus. Same thing with R. Kelly. People forgot about Epstein. Once the R. Kelly information came out, like, who didn't know that R. Kelly was into, I don't know, I don't even know the girls' ages or whatever, but who didn't know that? They could have locked his ass up a long time ago, but they waited. They waited until, you know, the Weinstein and the Epstein shit came out, and then they heard R. Kelly. Jake has become the face of weirdo activity. You understand? And, you know, just notice that Epstein and Weinstein is hardly mentioned anymore. Who are they talking about now? Diddy. The industry been said that Diddy was weird. This nigga Diddy been a weirdo. Pac, shit, Tupac called him out. Tupac called out Dre and all of them back in 96. There was a song, Toss It Up. He told Dre, he said, check your sexuality as fruity as his Alizé. He been said that shit. You know, and I guess Dre gonna be next. They're gonna come out with all the shit that Dre been, because, you know, because I think he sold the Beats by Dre. So he done made his money. So I'm pretty sure, you know how Esau is when he's done using you. He's done using you as a piece of toilet paper that he wipe his ass with. What is he gonna do? He's gonna flush you down a goddamn toilet. He don't need you no more. You've been a good nigga for a long time now, nigga. You go bye bye. You go down the toilet. Good nigga. You a rich nigga, good nigga. Now you go bye-bye now. Right? So now Diddy's that nigga. He's the toilet paper. Going down the toilet. He's the TP. All this shit that Diddy done did. That Diddy done did, right? That should be the name of a show. All the shit that Diddy done did. Excuse me. Right? You could literally name that use a podcast, all the shit that Diddy done did, right? That everybody knows about. We even had this crazy chick. Fuck is her name? Jaguar Wright. Which she's crazy, you know, in the sense that she's not a righteous sister, but she's right with the shit that she's saying. She, you know, she exposed a lot of stuff, but she's still bad shit crazy. You can be truthful and expose the truth and still be crazy as hell, right? And she's crazy. But she been exposed to stuff. Now, all of a sudden, it's just Diddy, Diddy, Diddy. You got one person after another. Someone said this in the comment section, with this guy, Gene Deal was Puff's or Diddy's former bodyguard. And all of a sudden, I remember back in the day when Gene Deal used to only talk about Biggie. Like he would talk about his relationship with Puff and Biggie. And then all of a sudden, now that all this information is coming out with Diddy and Cassie and Diddy, you know, sexually assaulting men, Diddy and Usher, you know, their relationship and all of that. Now Gene Deal got all this information that he, you know, oh, I saw this and I saw that and da da da. And people in the comment section was like, well, nigga, you knew that Diddy was assaulting, you know, teenage boys or whatever. And you just sat there and let that shit happen. You didn't say nothing. Now, why are you running your mouth now? You know, you weird too. And I ain't got nothing against Gene Deal per se, but I'm just saying, yeah, there's truth to that. Like, goddamn. So I'm saying all that to say that Jake, these niggas have become the face of weirdo activity. And it's always convenient for Esau. It's always when Esau wants to cover up his bullshit, right? I'm over here censoring myself when I didn't already curse like 12 times. But anyway, you notice that this, you know, it's just crazy, man, that people can't see through it. They know how to throw a nigga under the bus, and niggas are so stupid. They just love to be used. Okay? But they deserve what they get, man. Because these niggas is wicked. You know, so a part of me is looking at it like, and I know I'm rambling, but a part of me is looking at it like, these devils are wicked as hell. They wait until some shit come out about them, and now they want to throw niggas in there and cover that up and have everyone talking about some nigga who ain't worth shit. Because Puffy's not really worth shit. Puffy ain't moving nothing. You think Puffy had more power than Jeffrey Epstein? Hell no. You crazy. He ain't had more power than Epstein or Weinstein or any of the Steens for that matter. If you think he did, you need to get your goddamn head checked. Puffy's just a nigga. Diddy is just a nigga. Oh, he got money. His money ain't worth shit. These people deal with bloodline. They don't deal with no goddamn money. The hell are you they print the money. Don't give a shit about your money. And you know, niggas are so stupid. Niggas are slow. And I'm finding that out because I moved from night shift to day shift. And I forgot how stupid niggas were. But, you know, not to go into too much, but, you know, I have to be around niggas during the day now. So I have to listen to, because, you know, at night, I would always hear Jake drunk and coming out the club and acting stupid, and looking fucking stupid nigga. But you could tap that up. You can, excuse me, chalk that up to him being just drunk and unruly. But now, you know, being on a day shift, you get to hit a political Jake. You know, the supposed to be educated Jakes. And I listen to them talking. God damn. You're stupid as hell. Jake is retarded. Especially the so-called educated Jake. They are retarded. These niggas is, they're niggas out here that are still talking about riding with Biden. You're talking about Biden 2024. I'm looking at this nigga, goddamn. Nigga. The Lord really did a number on us, man. When he said, I would choose your delusions, he was not playing. There are niggas out here that are still, they still believe in this political system. This shit's scary, man. We cannot go on like this. I'm telling you, the Lord did that to me on purpose, by the way. I thought about it a couple of days ago. I was thinking about it. I said, you know, I was complaining when I was on the night shift. And so he said, all right, I'll switch your ass. that's the Lord. He said, I'll switch your ass to the day shift and let you see the other side of it. Now, you see? You see how gone your people are? These are the so-called intellectual Jakes, the the so-called intellectual Negroes. Stupid. Well, we're gonna, you know, when Congressman such and such gets in there, we're gonna, because I'm in D.C., by the way, for y'all that don't understand what I'm saying, not to give it away, but I'm around these type of people a lot. And, you know how Jake is when he become uppity, you know, uppity nigga. You know, when Congressman such and such get in there, we're gonna get this done, and we're gonna get that done, and we're gonna, and I'm looking at, motherfucker, what the hell is wrong with you? You don't do shit unless the powers that be want you to do it. But Jake really bought into this system. Jake is gone, man. Jake is gone. I'm sorry. I've rambled. Salakia, y'all. I'm sorry. Let me get this right quick. Let me get a scripture. I went too long. I had to get some frustration out, man. I couldn't take it. It's too much. I'll tell you what. I'll get this one. This is Lamentations 2. Says that prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thine iniquity to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. Says all that pass by clap their hands at thee. And I'm going to tell you something. Esau is slick and tricky, like a serpent. And I see these niggas. And I read body language. I learned this in the military. As a military police officer, I learned this. Because they used to make us take certain classes for, I forget what they call it. There were classes that you learned how to socialize, how to blend in, how to read body language. You know, it was a part of our training. Matter of fact, we would get evaluated on that, right? And I didn't realize it then, but later on in life, that a lot of that did come in handy, just with me dealing with everyday people, learning how to read body language. And so sometimes I'll see these uppity Jakes, right? They'll be around Esau, Edomites, and Jake will perk up and ho, 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 you know, and he start talking like Edom. He'll start talking like a Edomite, you know, like a so-called white man, if I got to be more specific. And you know, the nigga would be, ho, 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 yeah, you know, and ho, 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 and ho, y'all. And I'd be listening, I kind of look, and I look at the Edomite, right? And the Edomite would kind of be, you know, sneaky, like a serpent. What Esau will do is he'll let the nigga talk. See, the nigga will be thinking that he's impressing the white man, right? He'll be thinking like, look, I'm going to show this white man how smart I am. Ha, 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 he, he, he. And yada, 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 yada. And this, that, and the third, and blah, 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 blah. And the white man will just sit there and listen. Esau will just sit there and listen. And let that nigga tell him everything he know. And sometimes, because I can read body language, even if he's not doing it on purpose, especially facial expressions, I can read a facial expression a mile away. With my bad eyes. I got bad eyes, by the way. I wear glasses, you know, reading glasses especially, but I got bad eyes. But even with my bad eyes, I can read facial expressions a mile away, I'm telling you. And Esau will have this little, it's like a little grin. And that grin, we was taught, it's like a look of satisfaction. When I've got what I wanted out of you. Liken it to, you know, like a man and a woman. You know, a man been courting a woman, trying to, you know, talk to her, trying to get them panties off of her. And she kind of like, you know, I don't know. Right? And then you finally say that one thing to her that get her. And the nigga like, yeah, I got her. He ain't saying it. He ain't saying it out loud. But he, you know, in his head, he like, yeah, I got her. That one got her. The last little couple of things I said to her might not have got her, but this last thing I said to her, yeah, I got her. We all been there. Right? We all been there. Oh, I got her. It's like that look of satisfaction, like, oh, shit, I got this one. I got this one. That's how Esau looks at Jake when Jake run his goddamn mouth. It's like that look like, yeah, I got this nigga. And then and Esau's so smooth. Esau's so smooth. He'll shake your hand. Brother, I see it. He'll shake your hand like, well, you know, you know, it's been nice talking to you. Nice working with you. Look, let's do brunch. Let's do brunch. I tell you what, give my secretary a call. And you know, that's how Esau is. Whole time, he like, I got this nigga. Jake don't know when to shut the fuck up. Excuse me. Sorry. Jake just don't know when to shut the hell up and stop being a nigga. You can't beat the nigga out of Jake. Just don't know when to do it. And because of that, Jake has become the face of weirdo activity. Jake think he can do what Esau do and get away with it. You can't do what Esau do and get away with it. He'll lure you into that, make you think that, look, we all do it. No, nigga, you a cracker. I'm a nigga. Okay? You do shit. You got the complexion for the protection, as they say. If I do the same shit that you do, my ass going to jail. Right? And man, let me get back to you. I'm sorry. I did it again. Lamentations. I'm going to finish this one. Lamentations 2 and 14. Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things. And that's part of it. Vain and foolish things that these niggas see. What do these niggas see? They see freedom. And these prophets have lied to them and told them, these false prophets have lied to them and told them that they're free and that they can accomplish the kingdom in this wicked kingdom. You're not going to have your kingdom in the same kingdom as your enemy. You're not going to share your enemy's kingdom, dummy. You're still a nigga. Everybody has to have that nigga moment. Dummy. Then this nigga Kanye, this ain't fair. Look, Kanye, for all the truth he speak, and that's cute. All right, whatever, nigga. You speaking the truth. All right, cool. You speaking some truth. You still bad shit crazy, but you speaking some truth. All right, cool. Give you that. But what the fuck are you crying for? Excuse me, I can't stop cursing today. God, man. What are you crying for? They did me wrong. They took my money. No shit, really? What you thought was going to happen? You go up against a small hash, you lose it. You lose everything you got, nigga. That's what happens. Niggas are stupid. How you going to come out there and say they run everything, they own everything, they control everything, and then turn around and talk shit about them, and don't expect to get your shit taken from you. Duh. Nigga. What you thought was going to happen? You thought they was going to pat you on the back and say, Kanye, be all right, you know. You did the thing we didn't like, but Kanye, you know, we going to let you rock out anyway. No, nigga. So that's what I'm saying. It just amazes me that niggas is that stupid. But thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things. I'm going to get through the scripture, I promise you. Thy prophets have seen vain and foolish things for thee, and they have not discovered thy iniquity. to turn away thy captivity, but have seen for thee false burdens and causes of banishment. All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that men call the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? In other words, like, are these the people that's supposed to be the children of the Lord? Look at these niggas. Look at how wicked they are. Look at how perverted they are. Look how weird they've become. How you gonna tell us that you're God's chosen people when you're sleeping with animals, taking part in perverse acts, taking part in alphabet activity? You know what alphabet is, the LGBT, you know, right? How are you going to claim to be the chosen people? I'll read that again. It says, all that pass by clap their hands at thee. Clap their hands at thee. It's like they, you know, they're making fun of you. They're mocking you. You become their entertainment. If Esau want to be entertained, he turn his TV. Let's see what the niggas are talking about. Go on YouTube. Let's see what these stupid niggas are talking about. They are Edomites that have admitted that they'll go on black, what you call them, black channels, I guess, like on YouTube, just to see what niggas are talking about. And they'll laugh their ass off. Because if you go on the average black channel on YouTube, it's nothing but foolishness, folly. And I ain't going to lie, some of the folly, you know, I laugh at it my damn self. You know, some of these niggas are entertaining. I ain't going to lie. You know, I'd be a hypocrite if I lied, you know, but I'm just telling the truth. But most of it, I can't deal with it, man. Every once in a while, you know, tap in, kind of see, like, what are these niggas talking about? But Esau do it and mock us, man. They laugh and point the finger, like, look at these niggas are stupid. You see? Black Hebrew Israelite, my ass. Look how stupid these niggas are. As Esau, right? All that pass by clap their hands at thee. They hiss and wag their head at the daughter of Jerusalem, saying, is this the city that man called the perfection of beauty, the joy of the whole earth? Like, these can't be the chosen people. Look at how stupid they are. Look how effed up they are. And I had a couple of other scriptures I was going to read, but damn, I ran it too damn long. I didn't even mean to make this segment this long. I just had to get it off my chest. Jake has become the face of weirdo activity. All right. And they let Esau off the hook. Matter of fact, let me get this. Zechariah 11:4. It says, thus saith the Lord, my power, feed the flock of the slaughter, whose possessors slay them and hold themselves not guilty. Okay, that's what Esau do. Esau commit these crimes and hold themselves not guilty. They throw you niggas in front of it. Oh, this is what Esau do. Wait, white man's the face of pedophilia? Okay, we'll throw a nigga out there. What famous nigga can we throw out there? Okay, now he, R. Kelly? Okay, good, we'll throw him out there. Now everybody's focused on R. Kelly when it comes to that. The white man's become the face of rape? Okay, throw Bill Cosby's black ass. We wouldn't want to get rid of that nigga anyway. He's about dead. Kanye is exposing the small hats, the J-ish people, for controlling the music industry. Let's throw this nigga P. Diddy out there and make him look like he's got more power than what he really has, and he's out there assaulting teenage music stars, up and coming music stars. Now he's becomes the face of that. You see? They've taken crafty counsel, man. Esau is sneaky. Some of you catch it, some of you don't. But I know this devil, man. You know why? It's the spirit of the Lord, man. Number one, it's the spirit of the Lord. But also, I've been through his system. It's a combination. It's the spirit, and it's because I've been through his system. I know the nigga. I know Esau. You know what I've done in the past? I went over my time. There have been times when this is true. I've pulled white people to the side and I told them, look, I'm not your nigger. Because I'll see the smirk on their face and they'll be talking to me and that little grin. And I pull them to the side and say, look, come here, come here. I said, what's going on, pal? What's up? And look, I'm not your nigger. What do you mean? I don't know. I say, look, let me tell you something, motherfucker. And I've done this. You know, you feel some type of way about what I'm about to say, but I pointed at like just clueless niggas that I saw around me. I say, you see them? I ain't one of them. Don't play with me. I know your system. I know your game. Stop playing with me. You know what they do? They hold their head down a little bit. That little grin goes away. They hold their head down. It's like, oh, shit. I could get more into it, but that's what happens. Because it's like, oh, shit. It's like a this nigga can see moment. You know, it's kind of like that movie They Live. You got the glasses on. It's like, oh, shit, this nigga can actually see. It's kind of like one of those. But anyway, I didn't mean to get too carnal. But I just wanted you to understand, man. This is how our enemy do, man. And this is why we're never going to have peace in a society. We'll never become one with these people. These people hate us. These people, if they had it their way, they would destroy us completely. We're only here through the grace and power of Yahweh Hashem Yahweh Shah. That's it. Point blank, period. That's it. All this, these ideas of us holding hands at Martin Luther King BS is not happening. He looks to destroy you day and night. He wakes up looking to destroy you. He goes to sleep at night looking to destroy you, plotting on ways to destroy you. Okay, our only escape for what's about to come is through the power of Yahweh Hashem Yahweh Shah.